So we are in Idaham and Bays, and the Gemara is trying to figure out why a Kusa can't be marry a Kusa. Yesterday we tried a Mahalach, and I'm not going through it again with a guy, but no, I'm afraid that no, it's not going to happen, no. And we came out that it does work. Now, please, people, mute themselves there. Please mute yourself. So we now are up to a new Mahalach. Now, the Gemara, again, please mute yourself. Lutufion, that's right, not yourself, thank you. Person in a throne is one chepta. We're going to try Mahalach. Now, the Gemara is going to say Shalosh Machloikas Bedover. I want to clarify, I said this yesterday and I'll say it again. These three Machloikas, we're not coming to talk about our Mishnah. They were coming to tell us the story of the Kusim, plus the fact that a Pasuk says Kahanim went to the Kusim. Which Kahanim? What did those Kahanim do? Just to clarify for us the history of the Kusim. By going through that, we will find Pshat in our Mishnah. So when the Gemara is going to talk about things, they're not necessarily pertinent to our Mishnah, but they're not out to explain our Mishnah. The statement of Shalosh Machloikas Bedover that we're headed for right now is Shalosh Machloikas in exactly about the Kusim. Exactly about the Kusim. That's what the Shalosh Machloikas are about. Now, the part of it will help us in our Mishnah. Part of it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. But that's not the purpose of this statement. Once we have the statement, we'll be able to go back and figure out Pshat in our Mishnah. So we are up to an Ayin Hayim and Beis. Elok Yasa Raven. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think it's 13 lines from the end of the narrow lines, which means 14 lines from the end of the page. The last word on the line is key. Now look, Yasser Rabin. When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, this was Rav Dibi's shot, first shot we tried. It was when Rav Dibi came from Eretz Yisrael. And again, I've mentioned this a number of times. Most of the people, most of them are Roim, were not travelers. You lived in Bubble, you stayed in Bubble. You lived in Eretz Yisrael, you stayed in Eretz Yisrael. There were a certain number of Roim that came from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Bubble, vice versa. And they carried the Torah of their original place to the new place. So Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael and he says over what Rav Blazer said. I'm sorry, his pshat. We couldn't figure it out. We blind swear on Rav Dimi's pshat. So we were stuck. So Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He told us a different pshat. And this one works. Elohiyasa Ravin, Amar, in the name of Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, in the name of Rav Yechanan. The Amila, others say, Amar, that it was Ravin came and he said, Amar Rav Abba Bazavda, Amar Rav Chanina. The Amrila and others said that Ravin said, Amar Rav Yaakov Aidi, Amar Rav Yishua Belevi. So we have three versions of exactly who Ravin was quoting when he said over this halacha. Shalosh Machloikas Bedover. There's three Machloikas in this thing, Rashi, Zukt Rashi. Shalosh Machloikas Bedover, Bekusim Bekehanim, Amurim Bekrosh and Nitnu Behem. The Pasuk says Kahanim got mixed into the Kusim. There are three versions of exactly what the Kusim were, what the Kahanim were. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Kusim Geira Raya say. Rabbi Shmuel says the Kusim were never Jews. They never sincerely became Jewish. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. This is the source, by the way. That's what Rashi was referring to at the beginning of the Amud, when Rashi says we have no Mishnah, we have no Braisa that says Rabbi Shmuel said that, but we have either Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Shua Ben Levi who said it. This is the source of what we were quoting before. How did the Gemara know Rabbi Shua holds Kusim Geir, right? You're saying? Because either Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Shua Ben Levi told us that. That's what Rashi meant in the top Rashi of the Amud Beis. So that he said, the Kahanim Shinit Mubahem, and the Kahanim who mixed into the Kusim, Kahanim Sulam Hayu. They were Pasul Kahanim, meaning they were not the kosher Kahanim. They were Halalim. And they moved to the Kusim, and they got mixed into the Kusim. Shedemar, Vayasulahem Mitzasam, Kahanei Bamais. Some of them became Kahanei Bamais. Now, the fact it says Mitzasam, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the word right, it's the Amar Rabba, what? Mitzaytzam. Thank you. We have a rabbi by Machon or Rabbi Yechonon, min ha-koytzim shaba'am. Mitzaytzam does not only mean part, it means the thorns. Vayas lohem mitzaytzam, from the edges, from the koytzim, from the thorns, from the non-kosher kahanim, they went and they served there as kahanei bamos. They went and they went to the Bekusim, where they have been brought offerings on a bama. And that's why we said the people there are puzzle, because they're Gayim. They're Gayim. And the Kahanim, again, the Kahanim are not bearing on this sugya. That's what I was trying to say before. Not every part of what he says has anything to do with Pshat and our sugya. The Kusim are puzzle, according to Mishmo, they're Gayim. The Kahanim that married them were puzzle Kahanim, that didn't make a difference. He's just telling you a fact that the Kahanim that went there weren't the cream of the crop. And they went there. But the reason they're Pasul is because they're Gayim. The Kusim are never Megayer. So therefore, don't marry a Kusi because he's a guy. And she's a guy. Let's say, Rashi, Kedichsev Ayasu Lohem Miktsasham Kahanim Bamas, the same from Elohim Gabi Kusim Begolus Ancherev, Shehiglu Hashvatim. He exiled the 10 Shvatim Bimei Hoshea Ben Elam. And I kites him. Lashon kites Shibsula. Lashon of thorn. Lashon Achrina Muktzin Hein. They are separated from the Amlim soul. And I kites him meaning from the separated ones. So either kites him as thorns or kites him as the separated ones. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kusim Gei Rara Emes Hein. Rabbi Kiva says the Kusim were Gei Rara Emes. 100% Jewish. The Kahanim Shenitmu Behem, Kahanim Sherim Hoyu. And the Kahanim that married them were Kosher Kahanim. Shenemar, Vayas Lohem Mitzaysam Kahanei Bamos, the Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Eichelin, Mnapchirim Shabam. The best Kahanim went there. Nothing wrong. Kusim were Jews, Kahanim went there and helped them. So why do we say not to marry a Kusis? This has nothing to do with a Kusi and a Kusis. This is, why don't we let a Yid marry a Kusis? Why do we tell Yid don't marry a Kusi? They're Jews. Okay, that's a good question. Can a Kaya marry a Yiris? It doesn't. According to this, I don't know if they married them. I don't know. It'll be a hard call. Let me just finish, please, before we jump into 16 questions. Hello, the reason they asked it is, if they shall have yabnim as arusos to poitrin as anasuas. They held that a person that dies without children, if he was married to his wife, not just an arusa, but the suan, there's no yibum. And they let that woman go free. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds yesh mamzer mechayv elavin. This is the yibum alushuk. So they created mamzerim. These were Jews that didn't keep the halacha. The halacha is that if a person dies without children, even if he's in the sewer, she's in the sewer, there's a need of Yibum or Chalitza. They held, they darshan their own way, the Kusim, and they paskened that in the sewer does not Yibum or Chalitza. Again, please let me finish. That in the sewer does not need Yibum or Chalitza. So they went, and they let the brothers' wives, who didn't have children, but were in the sewer, they let them marry out. Out meaning out of the family. And the kids are mamzerim. So therefore they said, don't marry Kusim. Because they're mamzerim there. Rashi. Paitrim as an asuas menachalitza, or bekiva, b'nei chai v'lavim mamzerim. Now, I don't know, maybe Archko says, what keter the Kahanim had to marry into Kusim if they're Geri Emes. If you hold a kayan is aser b'giyiris, which he is, so what heter did they have to marry in? The way I understand, again, I can't say I did enough research, the way I understood it, it doesn't necessarily mean married in. All we take is a shot in the pasuk. The Kahanim that went to become Kahane Bamas were good Kahanim. By the way, being Kahane Bamas was an Avera. Bamas were Usher. But that's not the point. But it's all he's saying is it wasn't pasul of Kahanim. It's a historical fact with no bearing on why we can't marry Kusim.
Yeah,
maybe. Again, but the reason we can't marry them, Yisraelim can't marry them, is not because of Chalolim. It's because they have Mamzerim there, and the reason they have Mamzerim according to Makiva, it's only according to Makiva, is because they did Yavama Lashuk. And when you do Yavama Lashuk, then the kids and moms are according to Makiva. This is your Makiva talking. So far we have two perspectives on Kusim. According to Mishmol, they're Goyim. Don't marry them. They're Goyim. According to Makiva, they're Jewish, but there's Mamzerim there. Don't marry them. You might marry a Mamzer. Yes, sir, but you had a question?
After the kids were married with them, they married them.
Yeah. And he says, article says, the kids were halalim. Yes, doctor.
If they ended around for two or three generations,
because there's definitely a problem with the... Not true. Yeah, you should not get your kids out of the kid.
However, if
there
are two generations passed,
yeah,
like my
daughter. Rabbi, can I ask you a question? So the Kusim stayed separate, had their own community, and had their own Rebbeim paskening differently from the remainder of the community.
What happened? Reality, the Kusim stayed separate, and they had their own people who darshan the Torah. I mean, obviously these were learned people, but the Raya is they darshan Sukkim, right? I mean, at least they learned Sukkim and they learned Halacha, but they made up their own Halacha sometime. But not so they said, I'd like to leave the discussion about Kusim to the end because we're going to fly off the side. I'd rather to stay focused. And they had their own Rebbeim and they made their own Drasha. My Darshi, what was their Drasha? Letzia Eishas Ameis HaChutza L'Ishzar. What is the word HaChutza? It's redundant. Aishas HaMeis should not marry another man besides a brother. Why did the Torah say she shouldn't be out to another man? So they darshaned, Hagda Yash V'chutza, the Aishas HaMeis that's still out, meaning she never consummated the marriage, he L'Sia L'Ishzar. L'Sia Aishas HaMeis, not L'Sia Aishas HaMeis, comma, HaChutza L'Ishzar, L'Sia Aishas HaMeis HaChutza, comma, the Aishas HaMeis who's still Chutza, because she's not a total wife yet, in the sense that she never consummated the marriage, she can't marry an Izzar. But I will have the loyos for chutzah, but the anxious ames that did not chutzah, till Izzar. Rabbi Akiva l'tamei, and Rabbi Akiva goes according to his reason, the amay yesh mamzer mechayv elavim. And therefore, he said, don't marry a kusis, because there's a fear of Mamzeris. But yes, Imrim, and the third opinion of what happened to Kusim is they were fine, 100% Jewish, no Mamzeris, well, I shouldn't say that, no problem with Yavam Lashuk, because yes, Imrim doesn't agree that that would be a problem, because it ain't Mamzer Mechayv Elavim. The problem was, Fisha'im Bekim Bekzikduke Mitzvahs. Unfortunately, they didn't know details of halacha. And as the Gemara will explain, because they didn't know details of halacha, automatically Mamzerim got mixed into them. So this is Rabbi Lazar, who said Kusi lo yisa kusis. This is the third opinion, which is Rabbi Lazar. It can't be Rabbi Lazar, it's not Rabbi Kiva. Remember, Rabbi Lazar said Kusi lo yisa kusis. We wanted to know why. Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, the yesh mamzer mechayv elav. So he can't agree to Rabbi Akiva that the problem was that they had Yavama Lashuk. That would not have made an impact on their ability to marry a Jewish girl or to marry each other. So he has to find a different reason that a Kusi can't marry a Kusis. And the answer is, they weren't bucky, they weren't knowledgeable about certain fine points of mitzvahs. And as the Gemara will explain, the ones that weren't knowledgeable in has drastic ramifications of Mamzeris. So they ended up with Mamzeris, not because they weren't Jewish, because they weren't aware of certain Dikduke mitzvahs, and therefore the Mamzeris is a reality. We're not here to impugn them or yes, you want to say it's their fault or not their fault, that's their problem. We're not negating it now. That's not our discussion now. We're not writing an essay about whether the Kusim got Eilam Haba, didn't get them. It's not our business. At this point, we want to know practically, is there Mamzeris there? Rabbi Lazar says yes. But not because yes, Mamzer Mechayv Elavim. Because Rav Lozzer said clearly yesterday that any moms are mechayim love. So it's not because they're Goyim, they're not Goyim. They're Jews. And they married Jewish girls. But unfortunately, because they weren't Bekiyim B'Dikduke Mitzvahs, they ended up with Mamzeris amongst them. And therefore, every Kusi is a Suffolk Mamzer. Therefore, Rav Lozzer says, Kusi lo yisa Kusi. So we have three opinions about Kusim. Rabbi Shmuel says they're all Goyim. If they're all Goyim, there's no reason a Kusi can't marry a Kusis. They're Goyim. They never became sincere Gerim. And if they are Makabu Gerim, fine, wonderful, they're good Gerim. Rabbi Kiva says they're Jews, but the problem is the Jews didn't keep Chai Be'lavin, and therefore caused Mamzeris. Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree to Rabbi Kiva because he holds a Mamzer Chai Be'lavin. So that can't be the problem. Rabbi Lezer, who's the Yesh Aymrim, and I didn't say that, Rashi says that, the Gemara says that. The Yesh Aymrim say the problem was real Mamzeris of Chai Be'krisis. Why that happens, we'll see later. But the reason it happened, they were 100% Jewish. No Goyim there. What happened was, they weren't careful in the Dikduke Mitzvahs. And since they weren't careful in the Dikduke Mitzvahs, they ended up having Mamzeris.
What's the Rabbi Kiva made?
That's
the vote of kosher Jews.
The Kiva is, why are there Mamzerim there?
One, because they're not careful. They're Rabbi Kiva.
Because they let Yavama Lushuk marry out, which is a chayv. No. According to Blunzer, that would not have been a problem. Not every problem creates a problem. Yavama Lushuk is saying that Yavama Lushuk kid is a mamzer. Blunzer disagrees with that. He said yesterday, a mamzer chayv elavim. So Yavama's problem would not be a problem. Not every Isser creates Mamzerim. Rabbi Kiva also can't agree to Rabbi Kiva. In theory, he says the same thing. There's Mamzeris there. Why there's Mamzeris there is totally different. Rabbi Kiva says because they didn't keep the law of Yavam and Lashuk. And Rabbi Lezer says because they didn't keep other things, which we didn't get to yet. But there were Chayva Krisis involved, and therefore it created Mamzeris. Yes, Doctor.
Do I remember correctly that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had situations where, according to one, a person was a monster?
We just said that yesterday. You don't have to remember too far.
Yeah.
We had this yesterday.
It gets further as you get to be my age. But they trusted each other. This is the important statement that they were on Broadway, that they didn't know. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai knew who was Monserim, according to the other.
Again, I don't think this needs your explanation. They were not Bekim Dikduke Mitzvahs means not that they didn't check out, they didn't think it had an impact. They didn't view those people as Mamzerim because of their psak of not being, of their Matthias of not being careful. As we go along, let's see, give the Gemara a chance. The Gemara does a much better job than I do. Yes? No. Some of them might be Mamzerim and some of them might not be Mamzerim. Some come from Yavama Lashuk and some don't come from Yavama Lashuk. Listen, Yavama Lashuk is not the most frequent thing, Baruch Hashem. It was probably more frequent those days, but it's not like the majority of the population comes from Yavama Lashuk.
Yeah, the problem is...
There's no problem.
No, well, I'm saying the issue is that if they're going to be darshaning against Chazal, right... So they shouldn't be considered Geri MS. They're Tzedukim.
No, they're not Tzedukim. By the way, Tzedukim are Jewish.
How do they get to be Jewish? I think it's according to these.
They were Makabo all the mitzvahs.
When after they were Geras, everybody agrees they're Geri
MS. Again. I tried to explain this yesterday. I'll try it one more time. Some people are Megayim for ulterior motives. Some are sincere. The motive was ulterior, but the bottom line is they were sincere when they did it. And some people never mean it. That's, both agree that the driving reason that they were Megayim is they wanted to get out of the lion. Question is, when they did it, did they accept Judaism? I gave the example of the person who wanted Megayah because of a shidduch. Now, you can be either sincere or not sincere. The driving force is they want to marry a certain person. That doesn't invalid. We don't like to accept gerim like that, but if it's sincere, it's a valid gerus. I am trying, but it's not right.
How do you know if it's sincere?
That's the Bezin's decision.
The Bezin.
Who does the gerus?
How can they tell?
Well, they do that. I don't know. I'm not. I can't answer that question. Again, no, it's not a question. When they were mekabel the mitzvahs, they were mekabel the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs. As they went and studied Torah, they made their own drushes. They were wrong. It had drastic consequences. But, and yeah, you're right, they weren't what we would consider, they shouldn't get maftriyayin in our shuls. I agree. They weren't keeping the mitzvahs. But that doesn't invalidate their gevurah.
Should the dying, that the answer to this question?
Yes, doctor.
Revolt of the prophet is a very beautiful explanation and more complicated. It depends on the kutshel. The very beginning, even if you, if you can't learn Tovah Lishma, learn it Lishma. Well, Lishma destroyed Jerusalem. So how does that mean? So it says the Mashkiach that the kutshel is the very initial impulse. If that's a kosher input, that makes
them a kosher. But, okay. I'm not arguing with that. Except. So I think my advice.
I have a comment about the whole.
Yes.
Why would Hashem send the lions to attack them? Why? Were they were different than every other?
They were Goyim.
A group of people that came to Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. Because, let me explain. They didn't win, well, they arrived at Avodah Zarah, and an Eretz Yisrael doesn't tolerate Avodah Zarah.
But other people were sent there to by some Pharaoh.
This is Kusim is a general call for all those people who came from the Tancharev.
I thought they came exactly from Kusim.
Again, a bunch of nations were put in. We classify them all as Kusim. Because they were the dominant group that came. There might have been Americans there too, some English and French, but the Kusim were the dominant group that came, so all the people that came were Kusim. Now, could be that the other ones were better and became not of a desire. I don't know. I'm making this up. I just made something up. But, you know, I don't know differently. Yes, that's clear in the Pesukim. That's not me. That I didn't make up. What I did make up is that the French and the English are bottled to the Kusim. I don't know. Dr. Gemara. Man Yesh Aymrim. Who is the Yesh Aymrim? Amar Rabini Barav and Rabbi Yezrahi. Rabbi Lazarhi it's supposed to be. It's Rabbi Lazar. The Tanya. Matzis Kusi. It's Rabbi Yezrahi it says. Matzis Kusi Muteres. For Adam Yaitzaba Yidei Chavasi B'Pesach. There's two parts to matzah. One is, it can't be chametz. It can't be chametz. And the second thing is, that matzah you eat Pesach night has to be lishma, l'shem mitzvah. Two requests. The rest of Pesach, I can eat kosher matzah that's not made lishma. On first night Pesach, and in Chutzlar, it's the second night Pesach, when I eat my gzesim of matzah, that has to be matzah that's baked lishma. So when I buy matzah, I'm trusting people for two things. Number one is that it's made kosher. And number two, that they baked it lishma. Because when I buy a box of matzah, I'm going to use that for gzesim. So it has to be made l'shem mitzvah matzah. So if you're ever in a matzah bakery, you will see that when they roll the dough, they yell out l'shem matzah mitzvah, l'shem matzah mitzvah. The reason they do that is it makes the matzah lishma. If I'm making the matzah lishma, I can buy it wherever I buy my matzah and use it for the gzesim. Now, here's Kusim making matzah. Can I rely that they're from and that they keep kosher and it's not chametz? And number two, can I rely that it's lishma? That's the question. I'm going into a Kusi store to buy matzah. They have a good price. So I want to go buy Kusi store. I'm going into the Kusi store to buy matzah. The matzah is baked by Kusim under the hashgacha of the Kusi rabbi. Now, I want to know, can I buy it or not? Zok the Mishnah, the Braisa, Matzah Skusi Muteres, it's not Chametz. The Adam Yaitza Bayidei Chabasa Bepesach means it's Lishma. Rabbi Eliezer Iser, Vishayim Bekim Bedikduke Mitzvahs. Rabbi Eliezer says, you cannot rely on this because you can't be sure that they're careful. You can't. And therefore, don't buy Kusi Matzah. Because you're relying on the Kusi rabbi who is not careful in certain proctum of the mitzvah, and it might be chametz.
Sure,
Rabbi Shmuel says they're goyim. We're not going with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Kol mitzvah shechzika b'kusim harbin medagdikim b'yaisim Yisrael. Shimon Gamliel says, not only biblical mitzvahs do we rely on them, but even rabbinic mitzvahs, if they're careful, they're better than we are. Some things, the Tanakhama said on biblical mitzvahs, if they're careful, they're careful. You can rely on them on matzah, they do a wonderful job, and they do everything right. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it doesn't have to be biblical. Even rabbinic mitzvahs, if you see they're careful, you can rely on them.
Yes,
there's no Rabbi Akiva here. He's not in his right, sir.
I know, but according to this, Rabbi Akiva said with the whole business with Yibam, How does that stem with what he says about
it's not that, because they all said Kol Mitzvah Shechzikuba. It's only if we know they're good at it. Rabbi Kiva, this has nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was talking about whether they're careful in Yavam Lashok, and the answer is no. Does that mean they're not careful with Matzah? Please, let me just explain. A rabbi that's a mamzer can still give Ashkocha a mamzer. His being a mamzer doesn't invalidate his matzah. So they weren't careful Yavam Lashok. So Rabbi Kiva says they're mamzerim. But we agree that it has nothing to do with matzah. Okay. Question is, can I buy matzah in the Kusi store? So two of the three Tanoim say I can. One says, the way the Gemara Chulin explains it, because it's biblical. And on biblical things, that they're careful, we can rely on them. And rabbinic things, don't rely on them. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I'm not so convinced. I think that even on rabbinic things, if we see them being careful, you can rely on it. And Rabbi Lesser says, you can't rely on anything because they're not careful in detail. There's an argument here. Now, Rabbi Kiva has nothing to do with this. He doesn't comment about Matzah Skusi. We don't know whether he holds they're reliable or not.
The difference between a person being a mamzer and a person being a rasha.
He's not a. See, this is. Here we go again. You're still back to your Rishab. Who said that they made a drasha, they paskin that way? They didn't deliver. Who said they deliberately wanted to do what is there?
It's going against what Chazal say.
They learned this sugya that way.
So if they went and said, we'll swallow H. Pomos Rasechem, and they would say you can't have lights on, that would be okay also?
I have no idea. I'm not upstairs. You're upstairs.
Well,
you sent them all to get him already, and you closed the door. I said, I don't know what happens upstairs. I'm dealing with down here what the ramifications of what they did is, what the consequences were. The Bekiva didn't say, Kusum Arishoyim. There might be. I don't know. That's the Rabbanish of Kushbainis. The Gemara is not interested in that now. The Gemara there wanted to know why you shouldn't marry a Kusis. So Rabbi Kiva said, because you're marrying a Safik Mamzer. That's all he said. He didn't say to Rishon. You want to say to Rishon, Zuntahed. If the Rishon and Yochanami, maybe Rabbi Kiva wouldn't rely on their Mamzer. But these three Tanoim, two of the three Tanoim are saying, you can rely on their Ashgachim, because they're careful of Mamzer. Now, there is a clause here, and that is, they didn't care about Lifnei Iver. They didn't hold the Lifnei Iver means I can't make you do an Aveira. So when they sold you matzah, they didn't care if it was non-kosher because they're not doing the Aveira. So what you had to do is make sure that that's the matzah they used also. That way they were careful. They would eat good matzah, so then you could use the matzah. So the only way you could buy matzah in a Kusi store is if you knew that this is the Kusi's matzah that he's using at home Pesach night. If you didn't know that, don't buy it. Because he's very careful in his matzah. He's not careful in your matzah, because he doesn't care whether you do an Avera or not. There's another thing that they weren't careful with. From a Gemara. I didn't make it up. Yes?
Whatever I'm doing is the equivalent of following Beis Shammai Rishoyim. Because Beis Shammai Paskin against
face Hillel, certain things about the Hillel. As you said many times going back over the last decade, that there are machlokes in Halakha which get resolved in a later date. At this point, I mean, there was some...
So I don't think he views Kusim like Beit Shammai. And he might be right. It might be they were not qualified to argue with this drasha. Beit Shammai was qualified. So I don't think it's right to put the Kusim on the same level as Beit Shammai. Maybe, I said, I don't know. I'm not upstairs. I'm down here and doing Mamzerim. By the way, as you pointed out earlier, according to the Gemara said yesterday, that Beit Shammai's offspring, according to Beit Shammai, they were Mamzerim. And Beit Shammai stayed away from them. Again, that's all it's saying. Now, whether they had the right to darshan it this way, and they were wrong, but they weren't wrong in trying to darshan, or whether they never had the right to darshan because they were not qualified, I would lean to the second. I have no proof, and that's why I stayed out of this controversy. To me, it's not a controversy. It's not a gay of me. I'm interested in whether to marry their daughter. The answer is no. I'm interested in whether I can eat their matzah. The answer is it's not like this. I'm not interested in labeling them. Can they... Got Maftiyaina? I wouldn't give them Maftiyaina my show because I don't give Mamzerim Maftiyaina, that's all. Maybe I could. They pay the right price, maybe you could.
Someday you need to explain to me what the big thing about Maftiyaina
is. Right. The Yeshayim. The Honorable Yeshayim, I'm reading Rashi now. The Yeshayim Bekiyim Ashram, become the Farish. The Indian Yuchsim, my Bekiyanika. We got to be married. What is Bekiyan? Hilkler Beliezer, Kusala Yisakusis. Maybe one of the people that is careful, there might have been a suffocatious issue, they're not careful. She might have been married to somebody else, and they postened that it's not a kedusha because they're not so careful. And you don't have to worry about chimots. Vadim yaitzeb abelele yantav rishon shamatzah choyva, it's obligatory. V'yaitzeb abelele havikin kumachim abetzeke shalev kachav, shloichem tzu. Right? The Gemara Mitzachim says, you can buy matzah from a guy, as long as you know it's kosher matzah, but it's not lishma. The chaymah on other mamalik kresim ham, you can eat it Pesach night, b'vach yehuk zayis matzah cheres v'achreina. As long as you eat kosher matzah at the end. Then I mean kosher matzah that the other one's not kosher. It's not lishma. Listen to matzah mitzvah be'ina shimur l'shei mat mitzvah. Have a matzah skusi ein tzorach lechol matzah cheres. The Maki, they're aware, they are fluent. The mitzvah shimur. So therefore, Eliezer is the one that says, be careful. They're not Mekiyim, but they do care mitzvahs. Don't buy their matzah. Zakhti Gemara, can I just finish the next few lines? I just want to finish the next few lines. Zakhti Gemara, v'alohachi mayim b'kiyin. So what happened by marriage? Zakhti Rashi, v'shem b'kiyin b'tayrish, Zakhti Gemara, v'shem b'kiyin b'tayrish, kedushin v'gerishin. They paskin their own halachas and kedushin, they're not careful. And therefore, as Rashi pointed out a moment ago, somebody can do kedushin, they'll decide it wasn't a kedushin, and she married somebody else. Meanwhile, she was married to the first guy, Tenacious Fish. Kids and moms are. They're not fluent and careful in all the details. And details make a very big difference. Therefore, that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, Kusi la Yisakusis. One might be kosher, they're Jews. And one might be a mamzer. Because one might have been a offspring of somebody not careful in Kedushin and Gerushin. It wasn't a good get, and they decided it was a good get. And some say, and that's what, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says one might be good and one might not be good. Therefore, Kusala Yisakusis. Yes, Abram, what is your question?
Just recently, by the case of the monster, they just bothered me to put that. You mean to tell me every time they do the thing, they have to have, say, the shame mitzvah?
Every time they wrote, not for every second. Every time they start rolling the dough, they say, L'shem Matzah mitzvah.
Getting the day, the same people there, and this bothers me. One time I'm sitting there, no new people came in. Same people. That one time's not good enough?
I don't know, but I know they repeat it all the time. Practically speaking, they repeat it all the time.
That's all messed up.
They repeat it again. Again, what would happen if they only say it once? I guess I'm not passing now. I guess it would be okay. But I'm telling you practically, if you go in there, they repeat it all the time. Every batch, right. What? I don't know. I mean, it has to be Shmura, Mishaskina, Mishaskira. This is the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, it's a very long look at face, I just don't remember. Yes, doctor.
That does not.
That's a wrong fact. Mamzeres is forever. It never disappears. What we said a few days ago was, a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Once the ger is 10 generations, people forget he's a ger. We don't want him to marry a mamzeres because people will think Jews can marry mamzeres. Mamzeres never disappears. I know the Torah says Dar HaSiri. The Gemara Yavama speaks out, there is no Dar HaSiri by Mamzer. It's permanent forever till Mashiach will be Matar Mamzer. Yes, Yanti. Right, Lishma. I mean, all the way from the beginning, maybe. I don't know. It's a very halacha, I just don't know. Amar Nachman by Amar Abba Bavua. He says a different reason that they weren't Bekiyim. Mamzer Machoisai, who Mamzer Me'eshasach Nisarbubem. He says that the reason there's some of them Mamzerim is they weren't careful in marrying sisters or marrying brothers' wives who had children. No, it's just explaining what they were in Bekiyim. A minute ago we said they weren't careful in Kedushin and Gerushin. He's offering that they weren't careful in Issaharias. They allowed people to live with their sister, marry their sister, or marry their brother's wife with children. Now, what did he gain by adding that? Meaning, what was wrong with saying they weren't careful in HSH? This is not a psukim.
Marrying your sister?
Why did they allow it? I have no idea. They weren't careful with that halacha. This doesn't say it's Russia. It just says they weren't careful. Now, the question is, why is he telling us this? What was wrong with Kedushin and Yerush? Practical by Michael Mashbalan, Yesh Mamzer Mechayev Krisus. He wants to add the fact that even if they were careful with Kedushin and Yerush, but since they weren't careful with sisters or brothers' wives, it's Mamzeris anyway, because it's Chayev Krisus. So Nisni Chodah, why did he have to say both? He could just say sisters or just brothers' wives. Why did he have to tell us sisters and brothers' wives? Talk to Gemara, because my Shishoya Kachoya. He's telling you a fact. You're not interested now in telling you Kiddushim. He's saying, this is what happened. Both of them were married. Rashi. Talk to Rashi, Elohim Gabi Yuxim Mayim Bekin Shayach Lemaymer. My Kamashmul and Hai Mamzer Machois is a Kaporis from my Havi. The 20 Mamzer Stoma. Why is he trying to explain that it was Machois? Shani Yesh Mamzer Machaiva Krisis Kamashmul. He wants the paskin like the Mandi Amr that says, Yesh Mamzer Mechayev Krisus. So it is Sichadam. Mamzer Mechayev Krisus. Why did he have to say any more? The answer is, he's telling you back. This is what happened. I don't know. I don't like to make things up. I don't know. Doesn't say. Just as they weren't careful.
One thing is,
I don't know, kosher Jews go into David's bakery and they buy kosher lepeitz of bread.
Kosher Jews?
Yeah. Not all the rices. The rices that we were careful in, we relied on them. That mandiyama does not hold that on rabbinic things we rely, even if they're careful. Reb Shimon Gamliel is adding even rabbinic things.
But according to the opinion, this is a different opinion.
I didn't say, I never said they were careful in every deraisa. I said the deraisas they were careful in, we can rely on them.
How do we know what those are?
Well, that's not my decision. Chazal said they were careful in matzah. They investigated and they found that they're careful in matzah. According to this amount of they weren't careful in that. You know, I hate to say this, but this is a kasha ramaisa. This is what happened. So the end of the story is that we caught them being Eved Avodah Zarah, and we passed them and we made them say it. We just threw them out of Klal Yisrael. What? No,
Kusin. They were.
They were? Yeah. They still go to Har Gerizim, I think. They have their own thing, yeah. But the Gemara says that they found Avodah Zarah, the Muslims told them they found an Avodah Zarah, and they said, out. I wasn't there. The Gemara says they found an Avodah Zarah, they saw them worshipping that Avodah Zarah, and they said, out. Now, does that mean they never were hidden? Does that mean that we decided to throw them out because they were out of Avodah Zarah? I don't know. I'm not holding in that sugya now, but it's a Gemara in Chumash. But this is prior to that. We're not dealing post that. Post that, Kusim Akfid Lagayim. That's why I like to Rabba Amar, Evid the Shivcha in this Arvabah. Rabba says, what happened was, Evadim Knanim married their daughters, and their sons married Shivchas. And therefore, the kids are Avadim. And therefore, we can't let them marry. Because it's one might be a kosher Jew, and one might be an Eved, or a Shivcha, and you're not allowed to do that. So instead of saying Mamzeris, Rava's concerned about Avdus. Avdus meaning a noun, a general noun for servitude, which includes both male and female. Frekta Gemara, Isura Mishamai Misham Shivcha, doesn't bother us, the Eved part. It's only the Shivcha part that bothers us because of matrilineal descent. But the Eved part, the kid's kosher. Because an Eved that married a Jewish girl, we paskin is kosher. So what's the problem with an Eved getting involved? All you have to tell me is that a Shivcha married into them. And therefore, every Kusi is a Suffolk Eved. You don't have to tell me because they're offspring of a Shivcha. You don't have to tell me that an Eved got mixed into them. It makes no bearing in Halacha. Dr. Gemara, he's just telling you what happened. Both Avodim and Shivchas got mixed into them. Now, Rashi here is a Chiddush. I'm sure everybody will have what to say about it, but I'm just reading Rashi, and I'll let Rashi talk for himself. Dr. Rashi, V'nisnichada mamzer, Eved and Shivchas nisayru b'hem, Eved nasim b'nisayim, and Eved married one of their daughters. The Shivchas nisayachad b'hem, and the Shivchas married one of their sons. And we don't know which family of the Kutzim had the Shivcha. Rashi makes it sound there was one Shivcha that married into the Kutzim, and because of that, every Kutzi is a Suffolk Eved. So let's just, for argument's sake, say that there were 1,000 Kutzi families. Maybe there were 100 Kutzi families. And one family married a Shivcha. And therefore, every Kusi is a Suffolk Eved. That's what Rashi's saying. Now, you would say, come on, you know, 99 out of 100 were not married to Shivchas. Go by Rav, go by... What? But Rashi's saying, that was enough to say, don't marry, Kusi can't marry Kusis, because one of them might be a Shivcha. Could be, 100%. We paskin that the kid's kosher and the shivcha blood ever. This the shivcha luchuda. The answer is ma'aseh shayin kachaya. At the end of the day, kusi lo yisa kusis is because one, they're Safik Mamzer. Why are they Safik Mamzer? Kaitre Eliezer? Because they not Bekiyim and Kedushin and Gerish. Or they let sisters. Or they let brothers' wives. And Rava says not because of Mamzerus, but because there's some of them there. And therefore, we don't want a Kusi to marry a Kusis. One of them might be an Eved or a Shivcha, and the other one might be kosher. Rabbi Akiva, it's a different reason. Akiva says they're Mamzerus because of Yavab Elushok. And Rabbi Shmuel says they're Gayim. And Avkamina between Rabbi Shmuel, in a certain sense, he's the most Mekul. He sounds like the most Machmer, he calls them Gayim. But at the same time, it's the most makeup, because if it's a guy, really now, they can marry each other. They were never mamzerim. It's a mishmol that ends up being the biggest makeup. Because if they're Goyim, they can be Megayim. There's no mamzerim. Interestingly enough, I'm putting myself up, maybe people will jump on me, but that's the fact. When they're mishmol, they were Goyim, but they acted Jewish, somewhat. Nobody's arguing that they acted Jewish. Except to be small, these are Goyim, they're acting Jewish. Do you like to stir up controversy? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm just saying
that. People are also only saying. I said, I'm just pointing out. It was all agrees that they didn't act like Goyim Gemurim. They probably were trying to Shabbos. But he says they were Goyim. I don't think they're arguing whether they kept the basic halacha. Seems that they did. They weren't Bekiyim too much in Beduki Mitzvahs. They had their own Heterim. But so we'll go to Avram. We got him ready. They'll go right there back again. Close the door.
It's not just me, it's the Harris also agrees.
And the Harris also, yeah. And now, Baruch my fingers, do you have Mom Japan? Dr. Mishnah Light. Okay, now I want to give Akhtama, because I'm not going to learn the Mishnah today. I want to give Akhtama. We had a Machloikas earlier in the Meset Perik. Whether are we worried about Yuchsin or are we not worried about Yuchsin? The Megemara said, two different Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one that's concerned about Yuchsin. When you marry from Buffalo, you marry from Eretz Yisrael, you marry from different countries. Everybody's the Cheskes kosher. We had that statement earlier, a few while ago. This Mishnah is going to tell us how to investigate a lady to see she's kosher. And the Gemara is going to say, this is Rav Meir talking, who has this Yichus concern. The Chachamim say, don't investigate. Assume kosher. So I just wanted to say it right here. Halacha l'maisa, do we paskin like the Chachamim? So no one should go around nervous about Yichus today. We're going to be learning a Mishnah that's going to do bedikas. I'm telling you, it'll make the genealogist unbelievably happy. They'll check back how many generations. But that's Rav Meir talking, who was Machpel on Yichus. He was the one that was Machpel on Yichus throughout this Perek. The Chachamim do not agree with this Mishnah. So this Mishnah is Rav Meir's opinion, not the Chachamim's opinion, and Meir Tishim will continue to...